Hello, welcome back. This is the Make It College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain. I am back. Sorry you guys missed me, but I'm here. I will never leave you ever again. Don't feel abandoned. I love you.
We will keep reminding you said that.
Yeah. And we have my favorite part of the show. Yeah, we have the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book that this very show is named after, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and also the still the newest as far as I know. I'm trying to start another radio show, but as far as I know, still the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson, Dr. Jennifer Arreda. Did I say it right?
Yes. The sock puppet is going crazy.
Nice. Yeah, the crowd goes wild.
Woo!
And today you have once again, headset out. Once again, another couple staff members, another couple family members of the Tucson International Academy family in here. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our awesome guests?
All right. Well, we have with us Carla Cash.
Woo!
She is a wild and crazy kindergarten teacher and first grade and second grade. She teaches it all.
Yeah, all the fun grades. Yeah.
Yes.
The one you need the most energy at.
Yes. She still has a lot of energy. And she is the one wearing the sock puppet.
Nice.
Yes. And we have also with us Michelle Tolzman. Sorry, I always say that wrong.
It's okay.
Michelle Tolzman, also a kindergarten teacher at West. Carla has been the teacher at West. She's now a teacher at Broadway. Michelle used to be teacher at East. Now she's at West. So within our schools, we share our teachers around and they can have a chance to have a different experience or take on whatever other role they want to take on. And it's just really exciting. The both of them have a lot of energy and they are master teachers. These are master teachers.
Nice.
So master teacher is when you've taught, you know, more than 7 years and you're just able to do almost anything from nothing. I guess that's the short answer.
Interesting. It's kind of like Master Fuji, and all those kids are Daniel's son.
Yeah, there we go. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
That's right. They are that. They are the masters of their world, and it's so much fun to work with people who are experts.
Mm-hmm.
And for kindergarten, first and second grade, all those young ears, it's so important that they get a good, strong, firm foundation. And if you have a master teacher doing that, the kid is really set up for life. And one of the best things of all is they both make education fun. So if the kid enjoys learning and enjoys coming to school, they're gonna have that kind of impression all their life.
Yeah, I can tell these, you guys are fun. Yeah, definitely. As soon as she got the stocking and she made a little puppet out of it, I know we were having a good time.
Yeah.
But, for sure. But I guess like the fun question I love to ask staff or people from Tucson International Academy, and I'll ask this from right to left, is what is Tucson International Academy to you? You know, what inspired you to choose Tucson International Academy? Right to left.
You're on the right.
Yeah, my right.
You're on the right.
That's why I teach kindergarten.
This hand. The left hand makes an L, they told me.
That's where the public is. Okay.
But if you're if you're ambidextrous, though, that looks like an L.
Well, why did I choose Tucson International Academy? Well, one of the biggest reasons I taught there and I teach there is because of Dr. J.
Yeah.
However, I did
like basketball player or this lady right here?
Well, you know, this wonderful, amazing lady here, I've known for 30 plus years.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So you can't tell I'm old.
I'm not old.
I was thinking you're in your 30s.
I am in my dreams. But I loved how it was international, so that every year we got together and we went to an international trip. And one of the first ones I went to was Paris, France.
Okay.
And France in general, because we also went to the Normandy. But I got to take one of my first grade students there. And her mom was beside herself at how amazing it was. But her daughter was as well. And who can say right now in the culture that we have, how important it is to have an education outside of the country so that you can see what another culture looks like and acts like and talks like, because it's different. However, one of the biggest things that my little student realized is that children, no matter what language they speak, are the same everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone laughs, everybody has fun, everybody learns, everybody picks each other up, and everybody gets tired and goes home, goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. So, I love that. I love that at the time we have fiestas, which incorporate the community. So at each campus, it feels like a family.
Mm.
Each family feels welcomed, feels at home, and has their children feel safe in the environment. So they're able to stay. And I've had a lot of parents that were actually former students and became parents and sent their kids to class with us because they felt that energy and that enthusiastic desire to learn even more. And the biggest thing in kinder through second is that you have to make learning fun because we are the first person that they see as, and what is education like? What do they have to do? And some of them have already been to many pre-Ks and different kinds of learning environments, and some of them have never had anything. Mm-hmm. And either one doesn't matter as long as you go in and you desire to learn. I'm here to help you learn and have lots of fun doing it.
That's right. Nice. That's correct.
Nice. So to extend the same question to you, you know, what is TIA to you? And then, you know, what brought you to TIA?
Well, I have a lot of things in common with Miss Cash there. But my connection is through Dr. J. We became friends, and we were both educators with Tucson Unified School District.
Okay.
And then I was so proud to see what she and Mr. Herrera did with their schools. And my son, when he was born, he went to the preschool that was over there at A Dream Come True over there at the first school over on Broadway. And so we've kept in touch over the years. And I retired from TUSD and didn't really get my feet wet into something else. And they gave me the call, you know, saying, yeah, you're retired. How about coming over and checking us out, you know, and getting more involved with the school? And so I was going to mentor some other teachers. I've been doing this for over 30 years now.
Mm.
Yes.
So mostly in the younger grades. Mm. You know, I got my early childhood certificate. So it was an opportunity to pass on some things that I've learned over the years, you know, to the new younger generation of teachers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the passion for, you know, school should be fun, you know, and just opening the world up to the kids. And I like how Tucson International Academy does have that global, you know, it's a global society. And just I'm supposed to take a trip, but COVID kind of messed that up for us. But I'll still get that trip when things open up again.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. It's coming. Yeah.
We've been waiting now. This will be our third year that we're waiting. So we just need, to take kids. It's too unsure.
Yeah.
So we're kind of waiting, but she will be going. Probably you will too.
Absolutely.
I would try to sneak into it as well. Come. So we'll see. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student between the ages of K through 12 and you're looking to make college come true in their life, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today to make that happen. I am Pastor John McClain. No affiliation technically with Tucson International Academy other than this radio show, but I'm with the lady who is very much affiliated with Tucson International Academy. She goes by the name of Dr. Jennifer Herrera. If you go to Tucson International Academy, you probably know her as Dr. J.
Yep, that's me.
Yep, that is you.
I am here, and I'm liking it.
Yeah, and anybody who wants to question your jump shot, I dare them.
Yeah, I dare them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm short, but you know what? I can jump.
You can jump good. Just put it in good trajectory on that shot,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
That's right.
Absolutely. and we have two of the coolest teachers that you could possibly ask for, which you'd have to be. You know, they deal with the rowdiest bunch at Tucson International Academy. They're kindergarten through second grade teacher here with us. And during the break, and actually before the show, we were talking about, you know, the challenges of placing into the mind of a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, going to college. That, you know, that seems like, for me, at 38 years of age, that seems like a very lofty idea. You know, I asked you, and this I will go left to right, my left to the right, of what are, you know, what is it look like embarking on a kindergartner, the idea of going to college, and what is that process of walking them through that all the way to, you know, the next level?
Well, we just set the foundation, I think, for, you know, the kids just opening their minds up that college can help their dreams come true, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, just helping open up the world to them. So, you know, we start just with, you know, maybe the mascots of schools and things, mm-hmm. and maybe looking at a map and seeing, you know, that each state has colleges, and there's colleges all around the world, you mm-hmm. know. And so if you dream it, you can do it, you mm-hmm. know. And we just kind of, you know, just start talking. You could talk about the local colleges here in town and how you know, the U of A with the basketball team, you know, mm-hmm. we're a big basketball school. That's and right. The community gathers around and, you know, and enjoys what the schools have to offer. There's a lot of different ways you can mm-hmm. go with mm-hmm. an education, you know.
Yeah, so that's interesting that you say that in regards to just like the, oh, here's a map, and here's, you know, the different schools in different places, and this is kind of how it works, and, you know, all that kind of, just that little stuff, it does go a long way. Because, I mean, as you're mentioning, I'm picturing the conversation I had with my 14-year-old son yesterday, where I was asking him, hey, where do you want to go to school? And he's like, he's 14, so he should have already thought about this 1,000 times, but he really had it. And he was like, I don't really know. I was like, well, do you want to go to, like, to an Ivy League school? Are you going to go to school in state? You want to go to school out of state? Like, well, you know, what are you thinking? And he's like, I don't know. What's the difference? And I was like, well, you know,
question.
An Ivy League school is, you know, usually the one that, you know, most people want to go to. Most of the presidents have gone to an Ivy League school. It's the most expensive. They say, you know, some would argue, but they say it's the most superior education you get from Ivy League school. And he's like, well, well, if I could go to that one, I'd want to go to that one. Yeah. I was like, yeah, well, that's cool. Awesome. Well, then that's a goal, you know? So that's cool that you say that and having those type of conversations with the five-year-old, you know, which I should, you know, certainly start having those type of conversations more with my range of children, because it is really that simple. Yeah, most of the time as parents or as people, we don't think it's that simple. We think it's just this big, sophisticated, magnificent plan and plot and strategy that has to go on, or we're not going to get to Z point.
Right, right. Mm. You start those conversations now. Yeah.
And you said too, like over the years, you'll sometimes just wear a college shirt and you'll say, hey, this is from University of Wisconsin or wherever. Mm. And the kid's like, Wisconsin, what's that? You know, and you have an open door. They start asking questions, you start telling them.
Mm.
And we all went to, let's see here, I went to U of A and Ball State. How about you guys?
NAU.
Well, I started at Palomar College in San Diego, and then moved to Tucson and went to Pima, and then transferred to the U of A, and then I did my master's at NAU. So
there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say, since I go to U of A and she went to U of A and you went to U of A, we were gonna gang up on her.
Oh,
but since you went to NAU,
NAU's
kind of
cool.
NAU did win that football game.
Well, let's extend the same question to you. Like, what's some of the challenge that you face in teaching?
I think that if you make it common that college is just a thing that you do in your life, then it's a thing that they think about every day.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is that every day we live in an amazing college town where people go to the U of A games, they support the U of A, whether they're students or not, or alumni or not, they support the U of A.
Mm-hmm.
I know this because I was actually going to ASU for a little while, and
I didn't hear anything. The name we shall not speak is what we call it around these parts.
But it's phenomenal that we have such great colleges here in Arizona. And one of the things that I remember is when we went to the Grand Canyon, we stopped by NAU, and I had a student. And the student went through there, and she was in kindergarten, and she was amazed. She was amazed that they all sat down and listened, and that the professor was, and they were taking notes. And when we went back to school, and she was able to share her experience with her peers, and then she wanted to go to college. Now, being new to Broadway, I had a student who said she wanted to be a teacher because of me. Because teaching, she says she just thought teaching is fun and awesome. She had never thought of that before, that you could have fun teaching. And I said, yes, it's great. You need to go to school. Beyond high school, there's another place. So cool. And so if you make it just a daily part of life, like, and when we as Broadway School is very close to the U of A. Come and see us. Yeah. You'll love it.
Yes, you will.
So Broadway is very close to the U of A. They probably see students walking, riding their bikes toward the university, because in our community, there's a lot of U of A students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for me, as long as you make it a daily part of your life, if you, as a parent, just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you went to school or not, doesn't matter. What is it you want your child to become or be? And if you have a college degree or not have a college degree, it does make a difference, because if you've been in a job, I've known several people who've been in a job 5 years. They were amazing, wonderful employees, but because they didn't have a degree, they actually got fired from their job. And that was sad, because they knew everything, but they needed this piece of paper. And sometimes a piece of paper is important. And it's not just a piece of paper. The experiences you have in college are not like any other you'll ever have in your life. You get to know people that you'll know forever. You'll get to experience things you've never thought of before. And for me, I got to meet new and different people that it was amazing. And the teaching is amazing.
Yeah.
So
from all over the world.
Exactly.
I mean, where are you going to, you know, get to know people from, you know, Saudi Arabia? They aren't even allowed to visit Saudi Arabia as a vacation destination.
Exactly.
So, but you're meeting people from there. I mean, we had dinner with them regularly, and it was just a different experience. They eat with their hands, you know, and that's just their tradition. And Very interesting. You just don't get that. Since I've been out of college, I haven't had a meal with anybody from Saudi Arabia.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But Miss Cash, how does the sock puppet feel about it? I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you.
This is the Making College Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be back with all that and more after this break. You guys hang out right there. Maybe go get a snack real quick if you want to. If you got to go potty, go really, really quick, because we're going to be back in probably a minute and a half top.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back. I hope you guys went potty, because we got another at least 30 minutes of goodness for you, and you don't want to move an inch. You don't want to miss this. We got not too often you can say you got kindergarten teachers on the show.
That's right.
We got a couple of kindergarten teachers. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Haretta of Tucson International Academy. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Yay.
Yeah, and as we went into break, we were talking about working with these beautiful little kidlings, and just placing the idea and the methods in their path, to start laying a foundation for the idea of college, you don't usually think of kindergarten and college being hand in hand, but it seems like there is a lot that goes into it. You certainly have to be intentional. And I think we were talking about during the break how, it starts at home.
It does. I know for myself, it started at home. My mom and dad went to Ball State University up in Indiana, and they met in college and they got married at college. And then they sent all of us kids. There are three of us, my two brothers and myself. We all went to Ball State University. And my parents were, even though they were alumni from there, and it didn't really change that much, over the years. Mm. Grew, of course, a few new buildings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they still went every time one of us went to college. They have an orientation. They have an orientation for the student that's coming in, so you can see it and ask your questions and experience a little bit of the university life.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a separate meeting at the same time for your parents. So your parents go and they learn all the things that parents are wanting to learn before they, entrust their child to a different city and a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then the student is experiencing something. And then afterwards, the parent and the student have had like a warm up to what it's going to be like when the child goes to college. So even though you're 18 years old or 17 or however old you are when you go to college, it's still traumatic. I mean, it's a life-changing event. You are leaving the home and safety and comfort of your mom and dad's house,
mm-hmm.
and you are now going to live with other people your age, which is very exciting for you, but not so exciting for your parents. Mm-hmm. you're going to be in a dorm, most likely. I think the dorm is probably the safest place for people because each dorm has somebody that's living in the hall who is like a resident assistant. So you're a resident as a dorm, you know, student.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to that person for questions if you have any roommate problems. And then you're meeting roommates. And I really didn't have that good of roommates, okay? And none of them were good. they were all quite interesting and they had very peculiar habits that my other friends' roommates didn't have, so I thought, gosh, you know. But boy, did I ever learn about people. You know, when you live with someone who's different than you, who doesn't have your same habits and doesn't eat the same things you eat and doesn't have the same interests as you, it forces you to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I credit, you know, having interesting roommates, instead of saying they're bad roommates or not fun, it was a huge benefit that I had those experiences. And I, of course, learned to like them. I mean, we became friends. Nice. Still keep in touch with a couple of them and you know, we're still very different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I can say that, you know, safety is huge for everybody. When your child is leaving you and you know, the kindergarten teachers can attest to how it is when the mother or father or the 21 entourage drops the kid off for the first day of school. There's a lot of tears. So, I mean, that's a traumatic experience. And so maybe they can tell you a little bit about that. But the reason I want them to tell and talk about that feeling of parents letting their child grow into the next phase of life, it's very important that parents are just as much a part of that transition from high school life to college life.
Mm.
Your kids need you, even though they're 18 years old. Well, they're an adult now. It's up to you. I can't help you. You know, good luck. You know, yeah, go. You know, I don't know what you're going to do for money because I don't have any. You know, so those kinds of statements are not helpful. Because even if you don't have any money, you can offer a kind word of encouragement. You can say, hey, you know, definitely come home for holidays and we'll be up to see you for your birthday. That is more productive and comforting. And you want, and you need to know, parents, if you didn't go to college and you're sending your child to college and you don't really know what the relationship should be, it should be the same. You should still invite them into the family activities. Understand when they can't come because they have a big test, so they can't come home, you know, on Wednesday because they have a test on Friday. You know, you have to be willing to let them have to say no and make it okay for them to say, I can't come home because I have a test.
Hmm.
And you have to still invite them and not to take it personal like it's a rejection. It's not. It's a different transition period of their life. And if you mess that up, it's harmful. And the student will have a lot of extra anxiety because they actually like their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They care very much that they still are part of the family, but that they are excused, given permission to go grow. And I think that's the one thing I still see sometimes that I'm like, oh, I wish the parent didn't take it that hard. I mean, I wish the parent could support that. But, you know, each family has to work that out. So how about your experiences with the kindergarten and then also in college with your own stories?
Well, for me, as a kindergarten teacher, I know that there's going to be a great deal of anxiety before the first day of school. So I have a little welcome kit for the children. And each of them has something. And when they come in, they see this little cup with a little pencil, something cute, a little bit of candy. Mm. That always helps.
Everybody loves candy. Yeah.
Candy makes it all better.
When they see their name and that they are welcome into the classroom, they see their name in several places, then they know this is their new place.
Mm.
For the parent, I also point that out, that this is their new place. And I give them a few minutes to say goodbye. A lot of times I'm able to calm down the student, and then I gently tell the parent, time's up. It's time for them to exit. But they're welcome to stay in the hall a little bit if it helps them, and then they move on their own, because a lot of times they're shocked that their child is so happy to be there.
Yeah.
I think it's the same for college. I was the first female in my family to go to college because in my family, which are Latinos, the female didn't get that opportunity. The males went to college, but the females were regulated to the, and this is because I'm older, the group where they took care of the family, they were the wives, the moms, maybe you had a part-time job, but really your main focus was the family. So because of that, my mom resented that. She had the opportunity to go to school, but then was encouraged to get married, and then she had children, and then it seemed like the dream kept going farther and farther. And she said to herself that she wouldn't do that to her daughter. So when she got remarried to this really wonderful man, and he actually planned out what I needed to do from junior high through high school through college to best help me to become the most I can be. And so college was a daily activity of thinking. Every class meant something. It wasn't random. Nothing was random. And yet it was all fun because it was always encouraged, how much better can you get?
Yeah, I love that.
For sure. Well,
that's good support.
We will bring that point home and hear about how these wonderful women found their way into college after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John here with Dr. J. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hey, 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 we're back. Buckle in. This is going to be a wild ride.
Yes.
This is the Make It College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. That's Dr. J, that lovely, intelligent, poignant voice that you hear. And I'm Pastor John McClain, a little less poignant, a little less lovely, but I'm
you're
still
lovely.
Here.
You're
Thank
lovely,
you.
John.
Thank you. But anyways, we have a couple awesome kindergarten teachers with Tucson International Academy here with us. And before we went into break, we all made sock puppets and we started talking to each other with them. And then when we came back, we asked these awesome teachers, what inspired you to go to college? And what was your support base like going into it? And we'll start with sock puppet number one to my right.
Michelle. Mrs. Tolzman.
Mrs. Tolzman. We'll start with you.
Oh, well, I wanted to be a teacher, so
okay.
I guess it just was something that I knew I wanted to do, and so to make that dream come true, I had to go to college.
Was it like Dr. J in her book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, find it on Amazon, she writes about how when she was 10, I believe, or even younger, she used to, like, and through church, she used to, like, teach the kids there, and that was kind of like
school.
Yeah, it was
yep.
her first dose of, okay, this is what teaching's like, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have something like that in your life?
Yeah, I think, well, I'd like to play school.
Yeah. Learn up the stuffed animals.
And be the teacher, yeah, and with my little sisters, and, you know, and I would help the teachers at school, you know. I always wanted to help out and be the teacher's assistants and things like that. So and was really involved in a lot of the clubs and things in high school and all of that. So but then money wise you know, I started at the community college. Didn't have a scholarship. Well, I moved right after high school because I grew up in Florida, and then my dad said, we're moving, and so I started out at the community colleges, and that way you can do it affordably and work your way up, you know.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to make college affordable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we recommend it all the time.
And I like the idea that you mentioned about how, like, and it's why I mentioned what Dr. J mentions in her book about how, like, the idea of being a teacher entered her mind, and the telltale signs that not only you, but, like, your students now and the people that are listening, they can be like, oh, okay, I do that. Maybe I should start looking into being a teacher. And this is mm-hmm. this is the pathway. Because definitely being, I mean, now being 38 years old, I feel like an old man, but I know I'm not. I'm still a young man. But mm-hmm. being at this age and having spent my whole life trying to figure out, like, what am I supposed to be doing? Like, what's my purpose? What's my calling? And I'm sure me, just like you, I had these telltale signs in my life that, you know, granted, I didn't want to help my teacher or any of that type of stuff. But, you know, I like to talk and I like to be in front of people. So maybe I should have been a radio show host this whole entire time. It's kind of like, I guess, you know, I turned that question to Miss Cash as far as, like, you know, when did you first know, you know, that you were meant to be a teacher? And then how did you find your way through college and all the other fun stuff?
Well, when I was a little girl, you know, the wiggle wobbles, and then they later became the Fisher Price little school things. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite. I played that all the time. However, I realized by talking to, and then I had a teacher. Her name was Mrs. Morris. Mm. Now, school was difficult for me because when I first started school, I was labeled repeatedly. I was either an EL student, that meant that I didn't know English, so that I should be placed in a special group. At that time in the 70s, they had a program where they only taught the students Spanish, and yet they put us in a reading group that was only in English, felt... as a student, like failure. Mm-hmm. So then they thought, well, maybe she's sped. And so they put me in special education, and I wasn't that either. I didn't learn how to read until I was in third grade, and that was because my teacher, Mrs. Morris, which really saved me, because she turned around and she said to me one day, you know, you're smart, and you're going to learn, and you're going to read, and you're going to come to school every day. Do you understand me? And I just looked at her like, she was the first person who said those words to me. Mm. It's not that my parents didn't say I was dumb or anything like that. It's just mm-hmm. that parents, it's a hard world and you have to work a lot of jobs just to make things meet, and you forget. Mm. This is a little child with a little soul that needs encouragement. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this teacher was that encouragement to me. And I had to repeat third grade. But after that, I learned how to read. And then I couldn't read enough. Mm-hmm. And I went from being labeled as a Title I student, sped student, to I was in advanced classes all mm-hmm. through high school and college. I excelled in every way. Most people wouldn't think anything differently of that. They mm-hmm. would think that I was always successful and had a successful, and I always pick up on education and tell the students how awesome school is. And because all of me... not bragging, but a lot of students have turned around and said, you were my favorite teacher, and they continued on to college. Mm-hmm. And they went on awesome. And had successful lives. Not that they wouldn't otherwise, but they knew college was important because college produces people that want more mm-hmm. and want to touch their community and change the world. Mm-hmm. Change the world by going to school is not something... light or to take lightly, something to take as motivation. And as a parent with a high school senior with special needs, I think, oh, college. Mm. But it's not like that. It's like you can do anything you set your mind to,
for sure,
regardless of what label somebody puts on you.
Mm-hmm. We've seen that too. You know, in Tucson International Academy, 100% of our graduates are accepted to two or more colleges. And that includes whether you're EL or whether you're special education or whether you're any other label that we, you know, in education have. And what we've seen is sometimes our special education students, because they have had to learn different strategies so that they can understand and learn in school, they actually are the ones that make it in college because they've already built up that, they've fortified that strength to do what it takes to get the academics done. And then your regular average Joe kid who's kind of made easy A's, but they didn't develop good study habits because, you know, stuff came easy to them. In college, it's a whole nother level. It's a lot faster. And you have so much presentations and group work. Goodness, it's not the same thing. So it's not as easy to be successful sometimes, in some cases. Sometimes straight A students can be a straight A student forever. That's wonderful. That's their gift. But I'm saying college is for all types of people.
They have
a place for everybody, don't they? I think of who all we met in college. Goodness, I met some really interesting ones. Yeah. And then there's a lot of people that are just, you know, doing the degree because they already know what they're going to do, what business they're going to start, what, you know, company they're going to pursue. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of fun meeting all those people who are all excited about what they've learned.
Mm.
So
I'd like to share about my mom. My mom was a part of TIA. She was an admin, and she believed in college tremendously, to the point that she actually left it in her will to give a scholarship to TIA. Education is important to everybody. So if you want to help a child achieve even more, give to schools that are helping children get into college. Give to TIA. Give to whatever resources that you have. All schools need them. TIA needs you.
It does help. I mean, we have these scholarships people can contribute to, and it's just an extra $1,000 here or there that just makes the difference. I mean, really, sometimes you are scraping everything to pay that next tuition or that next quarter or semester. And, you know, that's where aunts and uncles also have a role to play in kids that want to go to college. Grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, parents, of course. You know, when my husband and I look back, we had to pay quite a bit. We didn't have it all covered in scholarships and loans. We had to pay for our daughter, and she just graduated 2 years ago. And as we would make those payments, sometimes we were like, I mean, later we did our taxes. We're like, how did we scrape up that much extra money? You know, we always thought we were broke all the time, but we sure found that money. You know, so you start to go, wow. I mean, when you value something, you will find the money for it. So that's what I say to you out there that are listening. If you value college for yourself or for your child, you will be able to find the money. You will, because you'll be motivated. You'll say, no, it has to happen. And all of a sudden, a way will be made that you can get that for your child. They can get a job. You can get some sort of funding. You can do fundraisers. There's so many ways that you can do it. At Tucson International Academy, part of our college prep program includes a finance plan. So we don't get into your personal finances at all, but we help you by saying, did you look at this resource? Okay. And for their private records, they can say, okay, I got this much from that resource. Did you look at this scholarship? Yes. Okay. So I got that much. Now I have this. What's the living expense? By the end, they say, oh my God, yeah, I guess it is possible. And that doesn't even include my loan. So student loans can be waived. I just had $73,000 waived of my student loans. And there's a number of ways to do it, but in essence of time, that'll be another show. But there is always a way. Never not do something because of the money. You find a way around it. Or you take the five-year plan. Get a job for a bit. Whatever you have to do.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just, yeah, I guess kind of just to nail the, I mean, the idea of college, I mean, particularly in getting it paid for, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that was, you know, 50% of what delayed me from going back was just the idea of like, okay, how do I even get that paid for?
Yeah, and then it's overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, but once I get into it, I realize that like it's going to be paid for. Like particularly me now, I used the GI Bill for my first 6 years of college without getting a degree, but there's still money left since
there's
I just
more.
Used a GI Bill. Now that I can use the FAFSA because I never used the FAFSA before. And
that's awesome.
And there's all other type of grants. Like they gave me a transfer grant for transferring from Pima. So there's definitely stuff out there.
Yes, there is. Yeah. There's a way, everybody.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Don't give up on your dreams. Make college come true. If you need help or you want to talk to one of us, just call our number. Ask for me, Dr. J. I will be happy to have a conversation.
Nice. This is Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John here with Dr. J. We'll see you next week.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life?
then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.